Very much. So our next person is Angel Boroy from Highland that's going to talk to us about using generative AI and content service platforms together.
Perfect. Thanks.
Okay.
I was on.
I was checking the microphone.
Okay, yep. Welcome to everyone. So this is another view on the same topic. So we are going on the technical side now. It's not like a final feature for a product, but it's a framework in order to help you to build all the features that we were seeing before in the context of a content service platform or a document centric. Okay, so we are going to review some GenAI stack, the GenAI stack we are going to use, that is including also LLM on-premise. We are going to review all the options. We are going also to describe the features we can build with this stack. And then we are going to review how to integrate that with your, in our case, because I'm working for Highland and we are building an open source product with the name Alfresco that is related to content management. So we are going to see how to integrate that with that content management platform. And also just looking a few to the future. And obviously I need to include an AI picture because it's what it is. I mean, anyway, so this GenAI stack that we are using includes mainly three components. So the first one is Ollama. Ollama is a service that is able to provide an API to interact with different LLMs. We are going to see later all the list, but you can download your LLM on-premise, and this layer is providing the interaction with the LLM. You can even interact with different LLMs at the same time. The second one is Neo4j. So Neo4j is the vector database. When you're using RAC, augmented reality and so on, then you need to increase the information for the LLM. So you are storing all this information in this database. And finally, we are using LangChain. So this framework is providing LangChain. That is a framework to communicate all these different elements. So this framework is in Python, but if you are not comfortable with Python, there are many other languages that are including this kind of piece. Okay, so mainly what we have, if someone doesn't like Docker, there's no problem, so you still can deploy that without it, but it's oriented to services. So you have Ollama, that is the one providing these services for the LLM that can be used in GPU or not. So you can, we are going to run this without a GPU, just using my regular CPU on my computer, right? It's slower. I recommend you to use a GPU, but you can do that. And we are piling all the models that we need, so we can just use more than one model. With that, we can increase the information for the operation with that Neo4j database, and we can develop an API with this Streamlit LangChain, with this framework. Okay, so these are the pieces. You have the project, this github.com Docker GenAI stack is mainly these pieces. It's a sample. This sample is oriented to prompting, just to reply questions. So we are going to do something a bit different from that, but the first sample you can try is this one. Okay, so all the LLMs that are able to manage Ollama today are these ones. Likely, as this is growing every day, there are more, but this was like last week, okay? So this is what you need to understand. Obviously, the larger the better, but you need to take into account your resources. So these are very small, your 4 GB of RAM and 2 GB of storage. So you can run that on a computer. And then if you want to use something that is better, it's also larger in resources. And you can even use these LLMs that require, I don't know, many different computers, one side by side, okay? So today we are going to use this kind of LLMs. Also it's relevant to look at the license. So Josh was talking before about the license. So this is also something relevant. If you want to build something commercial or something open source or whatever, you need to take care of the license. Also, you can look that there is some